Imagine a well-known general riding his horse into the lobby of a hotel, and it was met with applause. Another military man came here to recruit his best troops for a famous charge against the enemy. It's a unique combination of history that still serves customers in the present. We go there on today's edition of The American Countryside.
The National Association of Farm Broadcasting Foundation is offering three $5,000 college scholarships: the Glenn Kumerow Memorial Scholarship, the George Logan Scholarship, and the Orion Samuelson Scholarship. Applicants must be a college junior, senior, or grad student and must be enrolled in or transferring to an agricultural communications curriculum with concentration or application in broadcast media. For more information or to apply, go to nafbfoundation.com.
Hey, this is Reba McIntyre, and I wanted to talk to you about a serious problem right here in our own backyard. Did you know that there are nearly 16 million kids struggling with hunger in America? That's why the Feeding America Nationwide Network of Food Banks collects surplus food, engaging their communities in solving hunger and giving hope to hungry kids and their families. But they need your help. Support Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Menger Hotel was hosting guests barely two decades after the smoke cleared next door at the Battle of the Alamo. Ernesto Malacara says many notable people have stayed here, including one general who made quite an entrance.
Robert E. Lee did ride his horse into the lobby of the hotel, and he dismounted, and then he picked up one of the Menger daughters, which is Catherine Barbara Menger, and he presented her with a little golden locket and put her on his horse.
Lee wasn't the only military commander to arrive here, though. One man even used the hotel as a recruitment center.
Teddy Roosevelt was here three times, in 1892 on a javelina hunt. Then he came back in 1898 for the recruitment of some of the Rough Riders, as some had already been recruited before. And then he came back in 1905 for a victory celebration, those who had survived the battle in Cuba.
Not only did Roosevelt spend time here, some items connected to him are on display.
We also have one of the greatest collection of Roosevelt memorabilia. We have the original guide on the original flag that went up Kettle Hill for the charge, complete with a bullet hole.
They have that original flag and much more from Roosevelt's days in the war. Ernesto says there are many traditions that have stood the test of time at the hotel.
Our signature dessert here is mango ice cream, which has been on the menu for over 100 years. During the inauguration of the ball for President Bill Clinton, we sent 80 gallons of that to the event, and it's been a favorite with the people for over 100 years, and it's still there.
It's a rich mix of history and present day, making this spot next to the Alamo a true treasure in the city. Traveling the countryside in San Antonio, Texas, I'm Andrew McCrae.